been hearing the glories of Arupanu Guru Varga in Vrindavan. So Priti Devi, she was very sad. And she told Brahmaji that you have created this world and you've made 8.4 million species of lives and you've given me this weight of creation and you've told me to look after them in all ways, but some are demons, some yakshas and kinnaras, and some human beings. Just to give trouble to others, they're always ready. They don't, always troubling others. And by looking after such demons, I'm also very sad. Just as there's one thief, one dacoit. He, because of his karmas, he's very sad. So therefore he has to go to the hospital because of his sins. And when the once he recovers in the hospital, he starts troubling people again. Similarly, there are some very wicked human beings who are always troubling others. Very selfish. And more Priti Devi gives them. They hide everything that Priti Devi gives. They will not give to anyone. Say so many are dying out of hunger and thirst. Still they will not give. And those who eat very simple food, they don't let them live also. So they say, one who has a stick, he controls the buffalo. This way, one who is very wicked is always troubling others. Priti Devi says, by looking after such living entities, by giving them food, clothing, so many things, what are they doing? They're accepting all these things that I'm offering and they're not changing. Rather, they're causing even more pain to the residents of this world. Now I can no longer tolerate this added weight. Now I'll hide all my food, medicine, everything. Like once what happened? She hid everything. Then Prithu Maharaj, he came and he took his bow and arrow. Okay, now I'll kill Mother Earth. Where does she hide everything? And Prithu Devi, she said, such cruel, wicked demons. I'm very sad by what they're doing. They become very healthy by eating food, and what are they doing? They're always making others suffer. And whatever they have, they hide within themselves. They say, whatever is yours is mine, and whatever is mine. And I will not give to others. Then Prithu Maharaj, what do? He made the land fertile. Then Prithu Devi said, I'll assume the form of a cow, and you bring a calf. And this way, you milk me, and then I'll give you all the rice and grains you need. So now what do? They follow Vratas, they do Hatha Yoga, Tapa Japa. Giriraj gives everything easily. They start doing Dandavati, saying you'll have to give me. In one place, do 108 times, or 1008 times Dandavati in one place. I'll be the king of this place or the prime minister. You have to give me. They become very stubborn. They come to Vrindavan, they come to the sadhus, santas. And they start saying, oh, I need this, I need that, give me, give me. They're hiding something inside, but they don't say. And they say, they're on inside, they have something else. But outside, they're asking something else. And this way, in internally they have some of the desire, but externally they don't express. You're giving to him, not me. You love him, not loving me. You're speaking sweetly to him, but not sweetly to me. You're blessing him, not blessing me. You don't like me, but you love him. This is the nature of Jiva. This nature will not go away, even when he dies. Therefore, we have accepted ourselves in such a way that, oh, I belong to this creed, you belong to that creed. Oh, I am low, you are high, or I am high, you are low. So who has given this discrimination? Bhagavan, he has created everyone equally. But according to one's karma and qualities, being influenced by such modes of material nature, one is wandering different species of life, suffering different reactions of his karmic activities. But therefore we have made a group. We made a koshti, saying that they are performing low activities while I'm performing high, transcendental ones. So this way, the living entities in this world, they're always giving pain to others. And then when they see others suffering, they start clapping their hands. So Prithvi Devi, she prays to Brahma that now kindly do something. So then bring to Bhagavan Vishnu. Go to this ocean, shore of the milk ocean, along with all the devatas. You pray to Prabhu Bhagavan. If he listens to my prayers, then it's alright. He'll make a good decision. He says, if I am alone, then he will not listen. So all the 33 million devatas came. The Rishi Maharshis, Brahmashis, Tapasis came. And then she prayed, she started praying. She started praying. And what did she say? And there was a voice from the sky. That now I have listened to your prayers and I will descend. Now all of you take birth in this Jadu dynasty. You appear there. And Rishi Maharshi, Tapasvis, Brahmashis, who are there, all of them should also take birth. And I will also come. This Brahma, he gave two strands of hair, one black, one white. So here the question arises that Bhagavan is present on the Hiradakshaya ocean. So then how did Vishnu give this black hair and white hair? How can he give white hair? Because one only gets white hair when he's old. So does that mean Vishnu is old? He gave a black strand of hair, that's okay. But where did this white strand of hair come from? Therefore Bhagavan is called Keshavatar. Means he appeared from this strand. And therefore he's called Keshav. So then where did this white strand of hair come from? Because Bhagavan is never old. So then where does white hair come from? And then the other black hair came. Black strand of hair. All the acharyas have given a commentary in this sense. Then, poor Bhagavan, he has Jai Vijayananda Sunanda, Guru, Vishwakshayan, and all these other associates. In order to do, they wave the chamar on Bhagavan. So you see this chamar, there's a white chamar and a black chamar. So in this way, he gave one strand of hair from this white chamar, and one strand of hair from this black chamar. Chamar is this fan. So then he said, I'll appear in two forms. In one way, I'll appear as Keshav from this black strand of hair. And in the other form, I'll appear as Sankarshan Ram with white strand of hair. And Sankarshan Ram, he'll attract everyone. And give everyone Sadbuddhi. Give them Satsiksha. Because the Jivas, they have no strength. They are motivated by mundane strength, which they cannot, which makes spiritual topics incomprehensible to them. So as long as the Chitshakti is not given Chitbal, then how will they understand? And anyone else can attract the Jivas, cheating them. Suppose the Jiva is going somewhere for satsang, someone catches him on the way, saying, oh, I'm going to listen to Harikatha in the temple. So why are you going to the temple to do some business? Just by saying the names of Bhagavan, will you get roti? You should work hard. Here, I'll make all arrangements for you. And they wanted to let him go to the temple. Then Baladev Prabhu, he is Baladev. He appeared. He gives the chitbal, spiritual strength. He gives the sense of discrimination, intelligence. Then one will have a proper sense of discretion. He will not waste his time. So Krishna, he says, with all his avatars, to all his avatars that when I come, then I'll appear in my own form, and also all my avatars should appear with me. It's not that when Krishna comes, Ram and Narsingha don't come, Kalki Vaman don't come. And one will think, oh, how is he? If Krishna only appears by himself, without the other incarnations, then how is he avatari? Therefore it's said in the Ishmael, Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnamad. That it's said that Krishna, he is complete, whole, and the emanations that, the incarnations that emanate from him, they're also complete in themselves. And even though so many complete emanations emanate from him, still he is the indivisible whole. So in this way, all the devatas, all Nadi Guru Brahma, they also accompany him. And what to speak of the other incarnations and expansions. So every jiva needs some help. And as long as the jivas are not loved and they're not helped, then they will never have proper intelligence. They will not have proper sense of consideration. And they will always be in this kusam, kusamskar. And this false impressions, they will not go away. Inappropriate impressions. Therefore, Bhagavan, he told the 33 million demigods that you should also come with me. So in this way it said, if Bhagavan, he himself would have ordered, and when Prabhu came, then why did Indra attack during this Govardhan Leela? And why did Brahma steal the covered boys and cars? Why was he placed in illusion? Because they have accompanied Bhagavan. So have they forgotten this? And therefore, we've heard that when one has this position, respect, then he loses his intelligence. When one is established in one particular position or post, then you see one person who becomes the head of a village, then he will not listen to the other villagers. He says, whatever you say is alright, but I will only do what I feel like, what I wish. I listen to everyone, but what I say will be the, my word will be final. They say, my way or the highway, he says. So they say, devatas, they also had this arrogance. Then the Jadakul, the Vrishni, Andak, Bhoja, all these different dynasties. So all these different Kshatriya races. And this, all these Kshatriyas, demigods were born in these different dynasties, Kshatriyas. Because Ramchandra, he appeared in this Suryavansh, and Vamandev appeared to Kashyapati. See, Bhagavan is appeared in these different dynasties. When Prabhu appeared in Kansa's jail, it was Prabhu's desire that Devakin was there, very sad. Because Kansa was terrorizing the Yadavas, the Vishnis, Bhojas, Andaks, all these dynasties, they went into hiding. They were living incognito, because Kansa was a great terrorist. He was troubling them very much. So therefore, they were very sad. So that Nanda and Yashoda and all the Vrajavasis, Prabhu's seva, they performed many tapasyas, austerities, different kinds of worship. So there it said that inside Braj, There is this one pointedness. This ananyata and this seva vritti. So Prabhu, he was thinking that if I appear in this prison in Mathura, then if I destroy Kansa at this very moment, the very moment that I appear from the in the prison of Kansa, then how will I ever get the dust of Raj? Because I want to smear this dust of Raj all over my body. So I should not kill Kansa now. If I desire to make my own self happy, then I'll have to decorate myself with the dust of Raj, and I'll also have to teach others that if you want to be happy, then you have to smear yourself with the dust of Raj. You see, in other places you won't find such purity. Everyone has some arrogance or the other. But in Braj, you see, just by the dust of this Braj, by this touch, all this ankar goes away. So, ankar is an impurity. And they say, this kind of impurity is one kind of dust which is covering us. And this kind of dust can only be washed away by another kind of dust. And what is another kind of dust? That is Brajraj. So all these impurities, which are like dust particles, can only go away by this Brajraj. You see, in Vaikuntha, they all have Sarupya Mukti. They're all four-handed like Vishnu, and they all have Shankar Chakra Dhapadma. But Mahaprabhu, he told Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi. Then, in the 24 avatars there is also shown the difference between them. According to the placement of the different symbols on his four hands, like in one hand, on the upper right hand, there's Shankar, and the lower right hand, there's the lotus. In the upper left hand, there's the mace, and the lower right hand, there's the chakra. Similarly, in the upper left hand there is the chakra, and the lower left hand there is the pulotus. In the other right, the upper right hand there is the mace, and in the lower right hand there is the padma. So they say, according to the different placements of these symbols, these 24 incarnations have different names. So similarly, you see, when the Mahapurushas appear in this world, they bear different symbols of divinity. They have 10 fingers, and all these 10 fingers, it said if there is a sign of chakra on all the 10 fingers, then he is Chakravarti. Means he is the, he will be the focal point. Means everyone is bound to listen to his instructions. And if one has the sign of a lotus on his 10 fingers, then he will be very wealthy. And if one has the sign of the gada, the mace, on his 10 fingers, then he will be very strong. If one has the symbol of Shankar, then he'll speak very sweetly. He has this eloquence, very eloquent speaker. If he has all four symbols on his 10 fingers, then you must know that he is an associate of Vaikuntha. He's an extraordinary personality. One can have either one symbol on one finger, but if one has one symbol on all 10 fingers, then you see. And you see all these symbols will be seen on the upper part of the fingers, right at the very tip. And Bhagwan, in all four hands, he holds the Shankar Chakra Dhapadma. In these four hands, you see in this way, there he has 40 fingers, because he has four hands. And you see, all the symbols are also there in those 40 fingers, along with the different paraphernalia themselves. So in Bhagwan's right hand, there is the chakra. In some avatars, there's the gada in the right hand. And some avatars have Padma, and some avatars have Shankar. So this is the 24 incarnations. And so you see, all the four symbols are differently placed in the four hands of the different 24 incarnations. So Sanatana Goswami heard all these different descriptions of the 24 incarnations bearing different symbols in their four different hands. Then Sanatana Goswami heard this tattva. But in Braj, you see, there's no such explanation. Here there's only the dust of Raj. Here there's only Bhagavad Prem. Here there's Bhagavad Prem. This flow of Prem is always inundating Braj. Therefore Bhagavan himself has said that wherever there's Aishwarya, there's opulence, then Prem slackens. prayer will not reach newer and newer heights of anurag. Because in Vaikuntha there is a discipline, regulation. But in Braj, prema is not shackled, it's not chained by any regulative principles. In Braj, everyone has the adhikar to serve Krishna, regardless of whoever may be. Be a bear, deer, peacock, cuckoo, young, old, alike, everyone can serve him. See, there's a parrot flies to the branch of a tree and is picking at fruits. And then it sees, it pecks at the fruit. And then it says, the fruit is delicious. Then what does it do? It brings the entire branch down. Because there's a cluster of fruits hanging down from the branch. So the parrot will bring down the entire branch of fruits for Krishna. Because by picking at one fruit, then all the fruits in the branch are also be sweet. You say, cuckoo also does the same thing. It sees a flower, it will bring a flower for Krishna. And Bhagavan also, according to their love and affection, he reciprocally behaves with them. So Bhagavan, he has instilled the Shakti within them to bring all these gifts to them. You say, when Bhagavan plays on his flute, then all these birds are, they have perched themselves on top of different trees. They're closing their eyes and listening to Krishna play his flute. See, and the deer are listening to him play the flute. And then the stags, they're standing behind their husbands and they're saying, you drink his beauty as much as you want, listen to his playing his flute as much as you want, and we will not disturb you. And this way, and they come to Bhagwan, and the deer come and start licking his body. And they say, what gift can I give? And the deer is saying, we'll give this musk from the navel of our bodies. And this musk is very sweet smelling. Mrigamattu. Very intoxicating. So they say, I'll please Prabhu with this fragrance and all his associates. So in the forest, there is no such animal which does not have anurag for Krishna. So Bhagavan is thinking that if I take birth from this prison in Devakin was there, then how can I have a delicious rasa? Here, they will only have to kill Kansa, all his soldiers, and in this way, there will be rivers of blood everywhere. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, so many avatars came. And they have killed demons, so should I do the same thing, like killing demons? So, I will... I will change everyone's heart by this prema bhakti. I will accept everyone. Anyone who comes, I will not let him leave Braj. I'll always keep him with me here in Braj. Therefore, Prabhu, he told Vasudev Maharaj. Then Vasudev, he told Krishna, oh, if you're now a 16-year-old boy, then Kansa will attack. Because Vasudev also had this Vatsalya bhav. And Krishna said, become a small boy, baby. Then he said, alright, I'll become a small baby, but then you'll have to take me to Kokul from Mathura. That time there was no basket, there was nothing there. So where did this basket come from then? Where do these clothes come from to cover Krishna? Because he was in the prison. In the prison there's nothing like that. So anyhow, so he took Krishna on his head. And then he said it was raining so much, Krishna may become wet. He didn't have an umbrella. He's seeing this small boy. There's a huge storm. So many lightning. Many flashes of lightning were seen, water was seen. But then what happened? Lakshmi Devi Krishna Swarup Shakti, she said, oh, here you're sitting with me on the singhasan. So at least let me arrange some clothes and ornaments for him. Let me decorate him. And then Let me arrange a nice basket for him. Then Prabhu, he will not, he will, this, I'll have to cover him nicely. Cloth, so this rain doesn't touch him, these drops of rain. At the time, Antashesh himself came. And then with his hoods, he covered Krishna. Vasudeva was walking and Shesna was covering him like an umbrella. So, couldn't see anything in the darkness also. There it's pitch black. So there Sheshanag, he had a diamond. Diamonds were seen all over his hoods. And so the, by the effulgence of these diamonds, Vasudeva could see what was there in front. You see these diamonds that were decorating were so beautiful. These diamonds, you see the snakes are automatically, the snakes have jewels on their hoods called Nagmani. And if you have one of these jewels, then you'll never be poor. You'll never lose anything. So, so he saw this, there was Dev, he could see everything in front of him. Then Dharmaraj himself came as a fox. Then he said, Vasudeva was thinking, how can I cross the river? So then he saw the fox, and then crossing the river, then he said, all right, if a fox can cross the river, I can also cross the Yamuna. So Yamaraj himself appeared as his fox. And Vasudeva Maharaj came to Nandagao. When he came there to Nanda's house in Gokul, there as soon as he came, he saw everyone was sleeping. But as soon as he came, all the gates opened. So when Prabhu came to Braj, so that time, Vasudeva, he could not see anything. What did he see? There he saw the one baby girl. He didn't see anything else. He just saw a baby girl lying next to Yashoda Maya. He didn't see anyone else. Then he lifted that girl, and then he put that girl in a basket. So in this way, he was very happy. No, while he was going to Gokul, he was already very happy because Krishna appeared as his son. And while he was returning to Mathura, he was even more happy. Why? Because he had darshan of Yogmaya. Now that he had darshan of Yogmaya, it was Krishna's Shakti, he was even happier. So who is Vasudev? Vasudev Maharaj is the embodiment of Vishuddha Sattva. He is endowed with transcendental knowledge, renunciation, everything. Vasudev, he has Devaki. Oh Devaki, ever since you married me, you are suffering so much now. You never been happy ever since you married me. Never had anything to eat properly, dress properly. So you're always suffering so many insults from Kansa. When you say Kansa is killing all the children in front of you, making me suffer so much in this jail. So Devaki, she said, no Prabhu, never been sad my entire life. Because if I would have just been like any other ordinary wedded wife, then I'd just be absorbed in my household activities, just being like any other lady. But now that I'm always in your association, you see, my meditation is very strong. I'm always remembering Prabhu. Ever since you became my husband, I'm always remembering my Prabhu. Remembering him. But here you see, in the prison, we have no other. There's no need to cook, to clean, to receive any guests. Here, we're just sitting here and remembering Prabhu. He's imprisoned us here in this prison. Light is not to be seen, no food, nothing. Just bring a little water or a little food. Anyhow, they'll bring this. And they say they're always insulting them, O Kansa. I'm always remembering my Prabhu. So what is create a source of joy for me than this, than remembering Bhagwan. So as they said, oh, you're so fortunate. I am so fortunate that I have a wife like you. Sahadharmani means, in Sanskrit, it means one who shares one's duty of carrying out dharmic activities. So this means Sahadharmani. Both have a say in practicing dharma. So in this way, Vasudeva had darshan of Prabhu. So Krishna also desired that Vasudeva have darshan of his yogmaya, who is his lila shakti. So or else you will not have adhikar in this Bhagavad Lila. Who will give this adhikar? Therefore, if one has so much wealth, so if he doesn't know how to spend that money, then what will happen? Then someone will come and steal all the money away, kill him. Therefore, along with his wealth, there should also be someone who can safeguard that wealth. So not just Bhagwan. If Bhagwan is by himself, how can we serve him? Bhagwan should be present with his parikars. Then we can serve him. They'll teach us. You see, Dhruva, he had Bhagwan's darshan. Bhagwan said, go back now, become the king. Your father's waiting for you. Uttampada is waiting. Then millions of years he ruled over the earth. But he was cheated by Bhagwan's mercy. So therefore, Bhagwan, he would desire. Vasudev would bring Yogma, and then he brought Yogma and he offered in Devaki's lap. So he offered Yogma to Devaki. Then Devaki became very happy. And said, oh, now I'll tell my brother. Oh, brother, now I have a daughter. So don't kill this child at least. When your son becomes young, then you can marry him to my daughter. Because in the other words, you see, this happens. They'll marry their cousins. This is normal. In many castes, this happens. Because you see, they say that. So it's like normal. So Kansa, he came and he said, Devaki told Kansa, don't kill this daughter, I'll marry her to your son. But Kansa, he is Kansa. So what did he do? He took the girl and then he wanted to bash her against a stone. When as soon as Kansa flung her, then she appeared in a 16-armed form as Durga. She said, oh, Kansa, your killers appeared somewhere else. So was she speaking lies? So then Kansa think the demigods have spoken lies, they've cheated me. And what did he do, Kansa? Then Durga Devi, she flew in the air and she gave a very strong kick to Kansa. She wanted to kill him, but then she thought, if I kill him, then therefore his killer has been born somewhere else, so he should kill him. She didn't say that your killer was born here. The person is going to kill you. He is born in some other place. So how will you kill me? So Durga Devi, she killed Kansa. There Kansa, he had this strength of 10,000 elephants, but he lost all his strength now. And he was only staring at Durga Devi now. The Yogma, he didn't see her as Yogma. Rather, he saw her as Durga Devi. Because he, even if he sees her as Yogmaya, how will he believe her? Therefore, you see, the people of this world, they worship Durga, Kali, Bhairavi, Bagalamukhi, Chinnamasta, and they worship Yogmaya in these forms. But they will not worship Radharani with the same respect. They will worship Lakshmi. But they will not say Radhe Radhe or worship Radharani. Then what will we get by worshipping Radharani? She is just a covered lady. So appeared as 800 form to Kansa, and then she kicked him and then she ran away from there. She disappeared from there while Kansa ran away from there. Then Kansa ran to where his ministers were. He said, oh, the devatas have spoken lies. Because Kansa, he was a devotee of Durga Devi. He is devotee of Kankali Devi. You know, in Mathura, if you go there, if you go near this Buddheshwar, near Parikrama Mark there, you can have darshan of Kankali Devi there. You know the many devotees there. Every day, all the there's so many who go there. There also there's a wrestling arena where people practice wrestling there. They say they're all worshipping Kankali Devi. Kankali means she is the Kali of Kansa. So he saw Kankali Devi and then he was thinking, oh, where is my killer? Where is he born now? I thought he was born here, so now he couldn't sleep. Then the minister said, oh, Prabhu Kansa, everyone is so scared of you, and why are you fearing someone else? This is not befitting you. Then Kansa, he called all his associates. Then one lady came. Oh, brother, I'm your sister. Why are you so anxious? I can assume any form. I can go anywhere. And then you do one thing. Just give me the order. And then I'll go fly and go see everywhere where this boy is taken birth. If any boy is taken birth in 10 days, and I will kill all these babies. I'll bring them to your two wives. And then these two wives will make nice pakoris for these babies. They'll make nice chutney from these babies. Then you can distribute this chutney to everyone. And so consider all Putana, will you kill all of them together? He said, yes, I can kill all the babies together. Don't be sad. Said, should I send along someone along with you? She said, no, I'll do everything myself. But Kansa, he told all the demons, anyhow, anyone's baby you find, kill them immediately. Because all the devatas, by Bhagavan's order, they all had appeared. But they had appeared before. And all of them who had appeared, you see, the demigods, they had appeared as babies and they were born before. So they were a little older than the other babies. But the recently born babies were all demoniac babies. They were not godly babies. All the demons had taken birth as these babies. So therefore, it was these babies that Putana killed, not the other babies that the demigods had taken birth as. They were born many days before. So all these newly born babies, Putana started killing. This way, any baby that would be crying, newly born baby, Putana would take the baby, strangle that baby, put the baby inside her bag. She would not throw that baby away because she was thinking, if I leave this baby, then again they may bring the baby back to life. Because Shukracharya, he had a rule that if you could find even a small speck of blood or bone, flesh, then he'd give life to that drop of blood or that part of flesh, and a new body would be formed from that. Therefore, he is the guru of the demons. They accept him as a guru. He knew this vidya, Nitya Sanjeevani, Vishalya Karini. They say, Putana would show all these babies. See, today I bought 50 babies, 100 babies, 1,000 babies. And Kansa, look at all these babies. And then all these babies were very, they were babies, demoniac babies. And Asti and Nasti were his two wives. So then they'd make halwa, chutney, pakoras from these babies. And then make pickle also from these babies. And say all the demons would then eat everything. Because demons, they like eating such things. They like eating flesh. So this way, when Putana came to Braj, then how did she appear there? She appeared as Yukma arranged that she entered Braj. Why? Because previously she had performed austerities. She saw Vamandev and she saw, so beautiful this boy. He was my son. I take him, fondle him, drink my milk. See this baby. Who is this baby's mother? Just by seeing her, I become so happy. Oh, if I could only have a son like him. So beautiful. And then when Bali Maharaj was born, then she thought, oh, he bound my father. If he was really my son, I'd feed him poison. Before she wanted to have him as a son, and now she wanted to kill him, give poison. So Krishna, he said, you see, I am the truth that eternally exists, past, present, future. This trikala is satya. So therefore, I'll fulfill it, he said. So then what Putana do? She smeared poison on her breasts, because babies are like drinking breast milk. So then Putana is not to blame, not to be blamed, saying, oh, I only breastfed this boy and he died, so how am I to blame? Because demons are very intelligent, very clever, and she appeared in a very beautiful form. So then Prabhu was thinking, no, I'll not try to leave Braj. No, we'll have to stay in Braj forever and serve me. So Krishna, any demon who came to Braj, he never made the demon leave. So once someone enters Braj, then no matter how poisonous he is, not how wicked he is, cruel, still Prabhu will not leave him. He'll engage him in the seva eternally. So then Krishna, he said, this is the glories of Braj. And seeing these glories and specialities of Braj, even the mind should change. Dust, this dust of Braj. Then their auspiciousness is ensured. No need to even change them life after life. Just by being here in Braj, then anyhow they've come to Braj. And anyhow they won't feel like returning from Braj. So Krishna, he ordered the different incarnations and devatas to accompany him. At that time, all the pilgrimage places also came. They prayed to Prabhu, kindly give us a place also in Braj, anywhere, a small place, at least where we can keep our feet, so that we can always serve you. And not just seeing your Leelas, but also give us some Sevadikar. And Prabhu, he refused. In Mahalakshmi came, accept me in your Seva. But Prabhu, he didn't accept her. Why? Because my only praying to me, it will not do. As long as you have not prayed to the Vrajavasis, not taken their shelter, you can never accept anyone. So Guruji, he said, Vrajavasi Jan Pracharakadam. Only the Vrajavasis are qualified to give this kripa, mercy. If they give mercy to anyone, shelter, then Krishna never reject that person. Because Nartam Thakur is sung, Ashraya Laiya Vajayata Krishna Naitya Chayar Savam Marya Karan. Krishna will never reject anyone who has taken shelter of his devotees. Or if one is not taken shelter, then even one may petition him in a thousand ways. But still Krishna will not accept that person. Mahalakshmi came, she came, she said, can you give me any seva in Braj? But he said no. Then she said, if you want to take birth in Braj, then you have to appear in Gopa's family, marry a Gopa. Then I can give you some seva. He said, I'm a Brahmini, I'm Narayani. Mahalakshmi, wife of Vaikunthadipati, Narayan. How can I marry some Gopa? How can I make cow dung patties, milk cows? No, I don't need this. I have millions of maid servants. Then Krishna said, alright, then you cannot come here. Therefore, the wives of Kalia, they said, they have prayed. That she is meditating there in Bailvan. But still she cannot cross the Yamuna and enter Vrindavan. She will not come. Krishna has not accepted her. So Krishna said, if anyone takes shelter of this dust of Vraj and is not taking shelter of the Vrajavasi, he is Lord Sweet. Subha Sridham Dham, Subha Sridham, Mr. Krishna Lavanga, Vasu, Ujjwal, Kinkini Lavanga, Subhadra, Badrusen, yes, so many millions of suckers. Stok Krishna, yes, so many Manjaris. And Nishadamaya, so many other friends also who have this motherly affection for Krishna. And he has so many servants, Chitrak, Patrak, Raktak, Patrak. And he has all these different gardeners also, and washermen, washerwomen, all these different assets in Braj. Take shelter of any of these Vrajavasis. Then Krishna immediately will accept you. Then why will you ever think of leaving Braj? Why will not achieve Krishna? But we have this pride, which is very intoxicating, which will lead us to hell. Just like the excrement of a hog, which should be renounced immediately. This abhiman will not go away so quickly. This pride, think, oh, I'm very... So Bhagavan, what does he do? How does he give mercy? Jibasami, he told Shyamananda Prabhu, now you see, the Kali is a virgin. He told Narottam Thakur, you are serve Lokanath Goswami. Told Shyamananda Prabhu, you go sweep the floor. He didn't tell them that, oh, you read the Shastras or you do Mala Grantha, because then one may become very proud, or else one may think, oh, now I'm a big scholar. But how can he bring all these instructions to practice? Therefore, this theory, this thesis should be applied practically, or else it will be in vain. So in Braj, you see how they serve their Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur. Before he told, now you go to Seva Kunj, and you save the Kunjas there. And Narottam Thakur was the son of Raja Krishnananda. He was the only son. He was the prince. He told him, now you go serve Lokanath Goswami. You have to clean the entire place. And therefore, under Raj, then you have to leave all Abhiman behind. It's not think, oh, I'm from a big family, oh, I'm very educated, oh, I'm very qualified. Or else, if you ascend to the top, then you'll have to fall from there also. Then, therefore, in Braj, you see, what does Bhagavan himself do? Bare feet, he's always walking everywhere bare feet, running behind the cows. Morning, evening, every day he's running, regardless of how hot it is, with cold. When it's raining so much, you see, Rishi Maharshis, they're meditating different caves. But you see, Prabhu, he's having all the cows drink water, milking them, saying, oh, Prabhu, I've kept you. Now, what do we do? You say, oh, Prabhu, whatever boga is offered for you is mine. All the boga is mine. Because I am your sevak. So I inherit all your wealth. And what does Prabhu tell Nanda Baba? He says, oh Baba, anyhow, my dynasty, my coward dynasty should be preserved. So if I don't go cowarding, then I'll become arrogant, pride, proud. Therefore, don't send me. Therefore, let me serve and not be so learned. So Nanda Baba was saying, this boy is very stubborn. He said, I'll have to go. He said, all right, at least you take some rest. You know, at least go rest for some time. Oh, today is Baldev's birthday. So at least stay today. Many Brahmins are coming now to bless your brother. He said, no, I'll just go a little distance away now. Just go make the cows drink some water and I'll come. So therefore, you see, 1 year Krishna, he went cowherding. Because that day when Krishna went cowherding, Baldev didn't come with him. And then Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and calves. And this Leela took place for 1 year. And Baldev did not realize what happened, because this was carried out by Krishna's yogmaya. So you see, even on Baldev's birthday also, Krishna likes going cowherding. He cannot control himself. because the Seva Vritim Braj is an activity of Allah Dhani Shakti, Kriya Shakti, she who initiates all the Leelas in Braj. This is Ananda Sarupani Radha Thakurani Maho Sarupani. So this way, one has a Sevarti, this tendency to serve. As long as tendency to serve is not there, then one cannot have any Sambandha. There is no other way to have this Sambandha. Only by this Seva, this Sambandha is had. So Guruji would say, saying, oh, Shrit Ved Vedan Bhagavad Shastra. Then I have seen that those who have stayed under the guidance of Gurudev, Gurudev, you see, he made them study by keeping them on his lap. But then you see also this tendency to serve. You see, in Mathura there was one small drain. So who would clean that drain? So one was, regardless of however educated he was, still when Maharaj would be resting in the night, he'd go and whole night clean the tank. And then the septic tank. This way, take all the water from there, the drain, water, clean the whole tank. And in this way, see here also, and here also, on both sides, it's balanced. You go to the market, then you say, alright, come with me. There, on the time, 100 kilos of potatoes will get 25 paisa. So we think, why should we spend 25 paisa in bringing these aloos all the way from the market to the temple? Rather than spending 25 paisa, we'll bring it for free by carrying it on our shoulders. And say, bring all these potatoes and then peel them and then cook and then distribute. And then again, come there in Harikatha, listen and then speak in this way. And this way, one wants to have this qualification. Then unless one doesn't have this Sachidananda Vritti, this amalgamation of eternity cognizance on the platform of eternal existence. Unless this is transmitted in one's heart by the grace of Sadhguru, then how can one possibly put into practice all that he has learned? And then this way, this Seva Vritti of Allah Dhani Shakti Kriya Shakti, this will enter one's heart, transmitted in one's heart. And in this way, one will serve. Or else, on my only Bhagavan's mercy, one will become Brahma. He'll become like Krishna then. He'll be the object, but not the abode of Seva. Therefore, one should take shelter of the abode, the ashray. So, take shelter of Baldev Prabhu or Radharani. And this way, you see, in one temple, if there are many sannyasis, then what will they do? With all the sannyasis, they'll take their thunders and they start fighting with each other. Because they have no Seva Vritti. Therefore, Gurudev would say, three things should be balanced. Just as when one practices bhakti, he'll automatically be fulfilled. He'll automatically, his anga will go away. Similarly, by one taking one morsel of food, then what will happen is his stomach will be full. He'll also be nourished and then his anger will also go away. Similarly, one does bhajan, then one wants to do bhakti, then this samvit sandhini halladini. This three tendencies of all these things will appear in one's heart. Or else, if one becomes very educated and he becomes very renowned for his vast erudition, everyone is praising him, then Gurudev would say that will you go and massage someone's feet, any bhakta's feet? You see, Prabhupada Sarasi Thakur, he had this very wonderful disciple, like Nitalayishma Bhakti Saranga Saimala, as a railway officer. He left everything and he came. And whole day he'd go, this book distribution, collection. He'd give his life for the temple. And during Janmashtami, Prabhupada would say, through the Janmashtami in Mayapur. Similarly, Janmashtami should be celebrated in all 64 temples. In Bhagbazar, he'll have to make all arrangements. So wherever he'd go, he was a very effulgent personality. His words also had so much potency. He'd go to Calcutta and he'd say, give me your vehicle, give me your car. And then someone would give him a car, would also give him a driver. He'd take the car of the income tax officer. And then, along with the driver, he'd go to the center of Calcutta, city central, and seeing him and sitting in the income tax officer's car, everyone start trembling because they think, oh, now he's going to take money away from us. So, oh, Maharaj, what do you want? And he say, oh, fill the truck with whatever you have. Then they'd bring rice, ghee, oil, everything, and fill the truck because they were scared he was an income tax officer. And then he'd bring truckloads of rice, wheat to Mayapur, and everything would be unloaded. And Prabhupada think, who's sending all these things? And then Janmashtami would be celebrated in Nandotsav with whatever collection he had done. See, this is Bhakti Saranga Sai Maharaj. He was so qualified, so competent. And this way, this way collection would be done. This way he'd be soaked in rain. This way once he became very sick because he was drenched in rain and this big high fever he had. And Prabhupada himself came. And then he started, he put his hand on his forehead. Then he started gently dabbing his forehead. And then Prabhupada himself was massaging him. And then he called a doctor from Calcutta. Because there was no doctor in Mayapur, now there's a hospital, before there was nothing. Before the doctor was coming from Calcutta, when he was late, he had to come from far. Even in my lifetime, there was no nursing home in Navadvip. Now they've made some hospitals there. So a doctor came from Kolkata, and Prabhupada, day and night, he was serving his disciple. One devotee, he got caught at Mughal Sarai railway station. And for 3 months, he was put in prison. There, when he was in prison, he had typhoid, diarrhea, so many things. And anyhow, he came to the temple. And there was no life in his body. And anyhow, Gurudev, he kept him in the balcony of the temple. And then for like 48 days, he made sure that everyone would look after this boy. He himself would look after this boy during the night. Everyone would look after him 2 hours each. So his tendency to serve is the root. So if this Alladhani Shakti, Kriya Shakti, his vritti doesn't enter one's heart, and one starts hating, and then one will become very proud. Then what will be the result? The result will be that he will not have this samanda, this mamata. Then Guru Vaishnava is their mind, their Bhagwan is mine, this mamata. So Bhagwan, he examines very hard tests. Therefore, he has this love and affection which is more than a million mothers. His compassion is more deeper than millions of oceans. See, the Guru Varga, their love and affection is more than millions of mothers. So in this Braj, Krishna, he has this Seva Vritti. This is not even found in Vaikuntha or Ramloka. See, Sita Devi, she didn't commit any mistake. But just because his washerman said something, then Ram, he had to leave Sita. But will this happen in Braj? See, they're calling the gopis so many different names. But still, Krishna, you see, if you just say once to Krishna, oh, Krishna, I'm yours. Oh, Krishna, I'm yours. Then immediately Krishna will extricate that person from this chain of repeated birth and death. So in this way, you leave all responsibility to Krishna. This is this tadi abhav, that, oh Krishna, I am yours. But what is madi abhav? Madi abhav means, Krishna, you are mine. And so they're feeding Krishna. They're doing so many, loving him in so many different ways. So in this way, we say, oh Krishna. When we say, oh Krishna, mind, body, everything is yours, means Krishna is like a servant. But then if Krishna's mind, this modi above his prison, then Krishna has taken responsibility for everything. Because there's a difference. In other places, there is a mood, I am yours. But in Braj, you are mine. Tuti abhav and modi abhav. And say, he will not say, oh Krishna, I am Sakapa, one Gopika, yeah, Abhinam Devi, Sutta. I am Sakapo Bhagavan, Bhagavan Deva Gopika Sutta. So if you remember these Gopas Gopis, then immediately you will get Mukti. No need to do sadhana also. Therefore, This is the glory of Vraj. Krishna himself is serving the Vrajvasis. So if you come to this Vraj, if you want to have this Sambandha, then you have to do this Seva. Therefore, Rupa Samishtan, Dadati, Patignati, Guya, Makati, Prichati, Bhungte, Bhojate, Seva, Savida, Priti Lakshanam. Dara's Priti will not be had so easily. When we came to the temple, we just came with one pair of clothes. And we took that pair of clothes and threw it in the Yamuna. Then we were like naked. Then we were thinking, what to do now? No, what will we offer to Bhagavan? Because we were not very wealthy also. We'll offer him our wealth. But then Maharaj, he said, that as long as this life is present, Prabhupada, what has he said? That this body which is bound to be destroyed, offer this body. You should paste it like chandan. Engage in the service of Bhagavan. You see, sandalwood. You see, sandalwood should be repeatedly pasted. And then you see, we put this sandalwood paste all over Bhagavan. And when we have these big bodies, how can we? Should we not engage that in seva of Bhagavan as well? And as long as we don't engage in the seva, then where will this mamata come from? Don't think of any seva as insignificant. It's all Bhagavan's seva. Render it with love. Thinking, oh, this every day I'll have to do this bhajan. Every day I'm very tired. No one speaks to me with love. No one gives me any laddu also. Oh, they're always chastising. They're always speaking very, very rough way. They say, you do this, you do that, you do that. Everything, should I do everything myself? And I'll have to sweep the floor. And they also beat me with brooms, beat me with sticks. They abuse me, chastise me. Even though I do everything, how long can I tolerate? And then should I just leave, go away? But one who stays, he'll have to tolerate. And one who tolerates, he'll end up staying. Therefore, Prabhupada said that for the Matwasi, is very important to have patience. This patience, this tolerance is their sadhana, their austerity, their tapasya. Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj would say that this fruit of proper tapasya is tolerance, patience. Also, I'll run away. Then one will be like a donkey. We'll have to carry the weight of Maya. If one for sadhu santas, even if by being in Braj, automatically this chitvritti, this Allahadhan vritti will be received by you. This will not be had anywhere else. In other places, you only get Ankar. You can get this Samvit or Sandini vritti, but not Allahadhan vritti. This Allahadhan vritti only in Braj. Before Krishna himself appeared in Braj, and he wanted to broadcast these glories, Vaishishta. Valladini, Mahabha Swarupa, Shrimati Radhika. If you want to do this Siddharup, then you should also serve a Sadhakrup. Not only the Siddharup will be had. Chatrahi means here in this Bombraj, not anywhere else. This is the Seva Sadhagrupena, Siddharupena Chatrahi. Tadbhavalipsana Karya, Vajalokanu Sartha. So they say, become desirous to serve. How the Vrajavasis have served Krishna, learn from them. Or else, no one else will give you this seva vritti. Who else will teach you? You see, Hanuman need massage Ram, and then you see, they sent him away. Sita said, I'll serve him the night. Lakshman Parashatman, I'll serve him during the day. So Hanuman, you leave. So can anyone say like this in Braj? Bhagavan himself says, I'm staying in the forest. Sri Ram Sudha massaging his feet, someone fanning him, someone placing Krishna's head on their thigh, on their lap, and then they're feeding Krishna some fruits. Oh, this is so sweet. And Krishna is sitting down, and Radharani had made this Manohar Laddu for him. And then he gives it to Krishna. And Krishna, he smells this Laddu, and then he frowns, saying, oh, this laddu is very bitter. And then he gives it to Sridham. Sridham says, laddu is so sweet. If you don't eat this sweet, then how will you ever realize? So then Sriram gave to Madhumangal. Madhumangal ate this fruit and he said, oh, because you're always in the forest with cows, your intelligence has become very dull. Just see, even gold, silver pales in comparison to such a laddu. So beautiful, so delicious this laddu is. And Madhumangal started giving this laddu to everyone. And he just says, Krishna is black inside out. Because he's black inside out, he doesn't even know what to eat and what not to eat. And the Radharani, she became unconscious, saying, oh, there's such a nice laddu for him. He's not eaten. Because Krishna, he wanted everyone to eat this laddu. He wanted everyone to realize with how much love Radharani has made this laddu for him. So therefore, Gurudev has explained these glories of Raj in such a nice way. So this evokes not just this Chitvritti or Samitvritti, they also get this Halladini Vritti and spend their life in due seva. Sevan moi jivan. Therefore we see Gurudev, he's given seva kunj to everyone. He said, worship the seva kunj, then you'll get the seva vritti. We went to the west. You see, no one would serve there in the west. Even when I came to the Mathura, I'd see. You see, and even when I came to the Mathura, I'd said, oh, what is the use of massaging everyone's legs? Only if someone is sick, you massage someone's legs. But then after staying for some more days, then I started realizing that, oh, my mind became defeated. Now I'm realizing this is Vaishnava Seva. Then my Guru Maharaj came, all the other Santas Vaishnavas came saying, serve them. You'll get their blessings. You'll get their mercy. In this way, this vritti, Ladini Sarvati, will not be had by anyone else. And one who will do this proper seva, then he'll inherit everything. Everything will become his. What will he not receive? Let's see. Then all that I heard, I try little. Sometimes my mind, I become disturbed, saying, oh, 50 people are telling me you do this, you do that. So who should I listen to? And if I don't do, then they'll become upset. Also, I have to listen to them shouting at me, or even 2-3 slaps. Or so do so many things. Nowhere have I come, I would think. Every day, oh, I have to listen to so many things. But you see, this Chitvritti is always full of bliss. No sadness. Sadness goes away. This Harikatha of Maharaj. His presence in his association, he forgot everything. Therefore, this is Braj. This is Brajvasi. As long as one doesn't understand, doesn't do kirtan, doesn't take shelter, then life after life he's lost. And millions of lives more he'll lose. Therefore, now we'll listen tomorrow.